When you think of the greatest artists the world has ever seen, you think of names like Rembrandt and Picasso and Jim.
Good old Jim.
Sitting in the park, sketching naked women. That's what Jim is known for in the art world.
No.
Am I right, Jim?
That is so not true.
Hey, don't worry, Jim. Look, I would rather look at anything that you've sketched than what other crap Rembrandt and Picasso are doing.
Oh, man, that
you
was
think
crap.
Those guys have a website? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, but I want to correct the record. I do not draw nudes.
Maybe that's
at
the problem.
Not for public consumption.
Okay. I mean, well, I want to see some of your private collection then. I'm really interested in that.
We can talk offline.
All right, cool.
Oh, my God. Only you guys are pervs about nude drawings. What is wrong with you?
Why am I talking about Jim being an artist? Well, we talked about his date that he went on with a girl named Rebecca. He wants to call her right now for a second date update. They met at a park because they met on Tinder and he wanted to meet at a public place. And during their date, he showed her some of the sketches that he does and then offered to sketch her. And that's when she seemed to get kind of weirded out and asked to leave, and she hasn't talked to him since. And that's the only thing you can think of that went wrong.
Yeah, that's the only thing that comes to mind. I thought it went really well, actually.
And you said that she was like an adrenaline junkie. I mean, maybe she was looking for somebody who can do those type of activities with her.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but it's not like I said that I wasn't willing to do that stuff. I mean, I would go bungee jumping or whatever. I would be into that.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Well, I'm going to dial the phone number right now, get her on the phone, and see what went wrong, okay?
Okay, great.
All right. And hey, if you know this doesn't go right for you and she doesn't want to go on a second date, don't worry, I will be your muse.
Mm.
If you need to sketch anybody, Jim, you can sketch me.
No, dude.
I will be your Mona Lisa. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Rebecca, please?
This is she.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a morning radio program.
Okay.
Okay. We play a lot of, like, crappy music and then sometimes talk in between that music.
All right.
Okay. Well, not all the music's crappy. Some music's decent. Some's crappy. It's just like music, you know. It's like all kinds of stuff. I mean, we play music and we talk sometimes. It's basically what happens.
Is this really a radio show?
Yes, it is.
It's quality, isn't it? It makes you want to listen.
I'm calling you because one of our listeners recently emailed us about you.
What?
Yeah, his name is Jim. He emailed us and wanted us to get a hold of you because you guys went out on a date and now you're not calling him back. And Jim is very curious if he did something wrong.
He really contacted you about our date?
Yeah, he said he liked you a lot and was hoping to go out with you again. We talked to him about your date and he said that you guys met on Tinder and then went to the park and hung out for a little while. And then at a certain point you were just like, well, he told us that he offered to sketch you. And he thinks that that might have creeped you out, but he meant it in the most innocent way possible.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He already did sketch me.
What?
What?
What do you mean?
I mean, he had several pictures, and they were all in, like, different scenarios, but it was me. Like, the girl was me.
Are you sure it was you, or are you just, like, reading into it?
Oh, my gosh.
No, seriously. I mean, he had a headshot of just a girl. Definitely me. There was a girl riding a bike, a girl crying.
Crying?
And, oh, the creepiest one, there was a girl at a dinner table with a guy, and I was the girl, and he was the guy.
Wow. And that's the creepiest one? I would think the crying one would be even creepier.
He never said that it was me, but, I mean, it looked exactly like me.
Whoa. Did you ask him? I mean, did you confront him?
No, you don't confront someone like that.
Yeah, no, I would have done the same thing. I would have just been like, all right, well, look at that.
Look at the time.
Jeez, dang, time flies, huh? And I would have been out of there, too. Are you sure that it was you? Like, no question in your mind.
No question. Yeah, it was definitely me.
Is there any like distinguishable feature that you have?
Yeah, I have freckles, and he drew the freckles on the girl's face and everything. It is creepy.
I thought it was really creepy him asking to sketch you in the first place, and then actually showing you pictures that look like you is way worse.
Oh, come on, give this guy a break. Like, obviously he's nervous and he didn't go about it the right way, but he was probably just trying to impress you.
In a park?
With sketches of me?
He sounded well-intentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing was just way too creepy for me, and I couldn't handle it.
That's understandable. You know what else is creepy, Rebecca? Jim is actually on the phone listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you right now.
What?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that you thought that was creepy.
Oh, This isn't normal. This is not normal.
Those are not sketches of you. I'm so sorry.
What do you mean they weren't me? They looked exactly like me.
I mean, a lot of those I drew before I even knew you or, like, met you or saw you or anything. I mean, if there's a resemblance, it's totally a coincidence, I swear.
The freckles? What about the freckles?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe, like, I think freckles are cute, and I was drawing a girl with freckles, and then I saw you, and you, maybe, like, you looked like something I had in my head already or whatever, but...
Jim, are you sure you didn't sketch pictures of her before meeting her?
Yeah, be honest.
No, definitely not. I mean, you know, like, you see images, and, like, if I had seen her face, maybe that worked its way into a drawing or whatever, but I swear, I was not sitting at home, like, full Silence of the Lambs, like, sketching from your Tinder picture. Like, I swear to you.
Come on, give him, like, the benefit of the doubt here. I think he sounds like a nice guy, and obviously he'd be attracted to you if he was drawing women who kind of looked like you before he even met you.
I don't think I think the same way. This is just too much of a coincidence that we're on our first date, and he shows me pictures, and the girl looks just like me.
Listen, Rebecca, I'm really sorry. Now I feel horrible that you thought that I was some kind of, like, sketchy, sorry, pun intended, like, guy that was drawing you. I swear that is not what was going on. And I know the radio show thing is a little weird, and the whole thing is really weird, but I had a great time with you, and I think you're really cool, and I would love to just, like, reset and, like, hang out somewhere of your choosing. We can do something. No sketchbooks, like, just to hang out. I'm really sorry about this whole thing. It's so weird. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just can't get rid of the image of me looking at myself crying in your picture. I mean, what was I even crying about?
It wasn't you. It's just it's an image. There's no, like, story or context. It's just a random person. It's just, like, a circumstance. There's no story behind it.
Hey, Rebecca, would you like to go out with Jim again? We will pay for a second date.
We'll give him a second chance.
I don't think so. I'm sure he's busy drawing other girls on Tinder.
Oh my God.
Are you sure?
Is
there any way that he could prove to you that these drawings aren't of you? Maybe you want to see him again? Like, you guys could go out to a restaurant. He could show you the pictures again. You can look at them and maybe dissect them a little more. Maybe it was just in the moment.
So you want me to schedule another date with some random guy that drew pictures of me ahead of time? That's what you want me to do right now?
Oh my God.
You know what? Rebecca, you're right. Never mind. Forget I
asked. Put it that way.
Jim.
Poor Jim.
Jim, I'm sorry you did not get a successful second date.
I knew I should have left the sketchbook at home.
Maybe in the future do that. Leave the sketchbook at home.
There will be a woman out there that appreciates your talents, Jim. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there will be.
Thank you for saying that.
And you're probably drawing her right now.
It's brutal. You guys are brutal.